podcast.
This is what you need to know about online marketing. Hello friends, it's me, Erica Jones. Become the only one people think of in your industry. In this episode of What You Need to Know About Online Marketing, presented by Focused Idea, the premier digital marketing agency, we're going to talk about how to establish expert positioning in your industry. Let's get to it. If you want people calling you and asking for your help, saying things like, "We need help with this. We know this is your area of expertise. How soon can you start?" Then you need to understand and use expert positioning. What is expert positioning? And how does it compare with prospecting? Let me share an example with you. Have you ever had a heart surgeon call you up and ask you how your heart is? Probably not. Heart surgeons don't make cold calls. They understand expert positioning. They know that when you've got a problem with your heart, you're going to be calling on them pretty quickly. That's the difference between expert positioning and prospecting. I bet if you had a heart surgeon knocking on your door this evening trying to sell you on heart surgery, you'd probably think that there was something wrong with his skills. You probably think this, even if he was the very best heart surgeon in the world. That's the difference between positioning yourself as an expert and prospecting. Experts get the calls coming to them. Things like networking and cold calling are basic prospecting techniques that everyone does. But being seen as an expert is something entirely different. Being recognized as the expert is the one simple change that will turn you from an unwanted pest to an invited guest. Being positioned as an expert all begins with you. Being seen as an expert isn't when people come along and say, "Oh, you're absolutely wonderful," and put you on a pedestal. It is actually you saying, "This is what I know I'm good at. This is where I'm taking my stand. This is what I'm going to focus on. This is where I'm going to make a difference. And I'm choosing to position myself in this way." So it's something that starts with you. Expert positioning is also the way that you turn a buyer's market into a seller's market. Being positioned as an expert starts first in your mind and then in your marketing. Being perceived as an expert will help reduce the time you have to spend marketing and selling. If you put in some effort and thought into developing your expert positioning, the end result will be that you will spend less time selling. As soon as people see you as an expert, you don't have to work through all the resistance that you normally have to work through if you were cold calling people. It's an entirely different dynamic. So over time, with expert positioning, you will spend a lot less time selling. That means more free time or time available to spend serving customers and getting paid, which is what we're all after. To position yourself as an expert means thinking outside the box. You want to be treated differently from the hordes of people knocking on prospects' doors trying to get in. In that case, you have to make the decision to start thinking and acting differently. You have to start treating yourself differently. Don't think of yourself as just another trainer, or another coach, or another consultant. Whenever you do that, you're lumping yourself in with the masses. You must begin thinking of yourself as an expert. As the expert. Think about a specific market in a particular area that you're going to concentrate on and become a go-to expert. The Wizard of Oz understood expert positioning. The Wizard of Oz really understood how to position himself as the expert. There was a massive talk about the Wizard of Oz. Everybody knew about the wizard, and everybody had heard of him. People were going to great lengths and making epic journeys just to go see him. Now, when they got there, what they found out was the Wizard of Oz was basically an old guy behind a curtain pulling some levers. But the thing is, he understood how to position himself. If people knew from the outset that was all he was doing, there wouldn't have been very much interest. Part of the appeal with the Wizard of Oz was the mystique around him, and that was how word of mouth spread about him. Expert positioning takes chutzpah. If you're going to go in being polite and humble, trying to stretch yourself too thin on several different projects, people aren't going to take you that seriously. But in the world, not just the business world, people will take you as seriously as you take yourself. So being positioned as an expert is about your attitude and behavior. Is you taking your stand, claiming your position, and saying, "This is what I know I can do." Now, I'm not saying you should lie, or that you should make false claims or try to claim that you can do things that you can't. But at some point in time, you have accomplished a specific result for a client or customer. It's time to start talking about your results and putting them out there. Your results are what will open doors for you. That's the difference between prospecting and expert positioning. So now it's up to you. What is one thing you can do to start positioning yourself as the go-to person in your industry, as the expert? Thank you so much for spending your time listening to What You Need to Know About Online Marketing by Focused Idea. Remember to subscribe to our podcast and catch our next episode. We have a lot of great stuff coming. This episode of What You Need to Know About Online Marketing was brought to you by Focused Idea, the premier digital marketing agency. If you need expert help or advice with getting seen on the web or getting more clients calling, then get in touch with Focused Idea. You can find us at focusedidea.com. Take care until the next time we meet.